All right, ready?
No, but we'll do it anyway. Yeah. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Yeah. Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
What episode are we on? 28? Something like that?
Who cares? We still rule this shit.
We run this shit, dude. Yeah. We took our shit to the next level, too. We've got a mixer now.
Look at this thing in front of us. What the hell?
Yeah.
What happened to this little podcast? And now we got like a board and all this stuff?
Yeah, the evolution of the podcast is crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's all good. As long as it works, man. We've had nothing but problems.
Yeah. So. Well, this is like the most rock solid setup we'll have, so it's all good.
No more lost shows.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last show came out better than I thought it would, because holy crap, was I pissed off recording that.
Yeah, we had to record it, like 3.5 times.
Yeah.
It was brutal. So what have you been up to since the last show?
I've been watching a lot of old movies. Yeah, I work a lot, and I come home, and I watch a movie, and I go to bed. That's been my life lately.
Nice.
It's getting really hot.
It is.
Yeah, you know. And I come home, and it's like still like 25 degrees, and I'm just like, this sucks.
Oh, it's gross.
For all you Americans listening, we live on the west coast of Canada, and it does not snow here. It's hot here.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been the hottest it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
This time of year.
Footy's over.
It is. No more early mornings.
No more early mornings, and I could care less about hockey.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I'm enjoying the series we have going on these days.
Final starts in a couple days.
Yeah, Hawks versus the Bolts. I think the Hawks will win. Like, you think the same, right?
Yeah. I think the champion comes out of the West this year.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been watching a lot of TV.
Oh, yeah, same here.
Yeah, Silicon Valley just rules.
It's everything. Amazing. Yeah.
It's like the greatest show ever.
Yeah. I look forward to that more than Game of Thrones.
I watch old episodes just to laugh.
Nice. It's so good.
My favorite line from, I think it's like episode 4, where they have like their HR department. And this is Jared talking all this stuff, and he's like giving all these examples, and Guilfoyle called him effeminate Katie Lang.
Oh, that's right.
I can't stop it. Every time I hear that, I laugh. I love that show.
Oh, yeah. It's fun when they make fun of Jared. He's awesome.
And Halt and Catch Fire comes back tonight, and Hannibal on Friday. Hell
right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
TV's been good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That little show.
Yeah, it's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I've been doing is fighting off a chest cold. I actually missed a few days of work. And you may hear me cough a few times during this episode.
Dude, so. You've had a cough since Fantastic Fest.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone away.
No. Just when I think you're like trying to like kick it a bit, something happens.
I went to get checked out with the doctor, and he said, can't do anything about it. Just wait it out.
I've heard rum cures all.
I could try that. Yeah.
And other than watching old movies and watching TV and sleeping, Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah, it's a great game.
It's kind of destroyed both of our lives a little bit.
It has, yeah. That's all I do with my free time now, Witcher 3.
I had this weird feeling that I might have pimped that game up a little too much to you, and you weren't going to like it. You played it way more than I have.
Yeah, dude, I'd say I've probably put in about 20 hours, maybe more.
Nice.
Last night, I was up till 5 in the morning. I didn't realize it until Sarah came out of bed. She's like, what are you doing? It's 5 in the morning.
Would you like to hear some stats?
Yeah.
Witcher 1 sold 1 million copies its entire run so far. Witcher 2 sold 1.7 million copies in its entire run so far. Do you know how much Witcher 3 sold in its first week?
No clue.
1.5 million copies.
Wow, that's awesome.
From an independent game maker.
That's a big victory right
that
there.
That is huge.
And you mentioned they had that cool note in the game.
Yeah.
You know, and you open the box and they have a thank you for buying our game note. And that was awesome.
Plus the PC version doesn't have DRM on it.
Oh, that's right.
You can copy your friend's version of it. But they've made a lot of money off it. So buy the game.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Are we ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Oh, just before we start, I just wanted to, it's been a while since we've recapped, you know, what the show's all about. I'll just give you a quick rundown if we have any new listeners by chance. So we usually start the show with a bit of banter, just what we've been up to in our personal lives. It's usually about work and video games and whatever.
Sports.
That's about it. Then we get into our next section called The Rant, where we rant about anything movie-related. For me, it's usually about Twitter, and for Bill, it's usually festival stuff.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah. Then we get into some main reviews. We usually review three movies. We'll talk about those movies for about 5 to 7 minutes each, depending on the movie. We kind of mix it up a bit, and it's always spoiler-free.
I still laugh that we talked about Transformers 3 for like 15 minutes, though.
Oh, my gosh.
That still freaks me out.
That was dumb.
That was just bad.
Yeah, that was, I had a hell of a time cutting that one because I had to cut out so much. After we do some main reviews, we get into our new section called the Green Screen of Death Movie Club, where Bill picks a movie and I watch it between episodes. I totally dropped the ball on this one.
Unless you don't watch it.
Unless I don't watch it. And then we talk about it briefly. We usually include spoilers for that because they're usually older movies. After the movie club, then we usually take a break, but we cut it in such a seamless method. You have no idea that we've taken a break for like half an hour.
That's when I get high and drink.
That's right. We do shots. Watch funny YouTube videos. And
or Adrian's cat.
That's right. Yeah. And after our break, we get into some lightning reviews where we just briefly talk about other films we've watched in the last 2 weeks. And then we talk about the films we're going to review in the next episode. And we close it off. So that's The Green Screen of Death in a nutshell. Okay, so you ready for the rant?
Rant.
Rant. Okay, do you want to start it off?
All right. So you've encountered this at film festivals. Incomplete films.
Well, yeah, work in progress.
To watch or not to watch. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't watch them.
I don't watch them either.
Yeah.
Give me the final or don't show it. Last weekend at the Cannes Film Festival, Jacques Audiard, really amazing filmmaker, had a film at Cannes and he won the Palme d'Or. The film's called Deepan. I can't wait to see this film. I love Jacques Audiard.
He is a great filmmaker.
Yeah. A Prophet, masterpiece. Rust and Bone, yeah. Masterpiece. I was listening to a podcast the day after because I like listening to stuff about like film festivals. One of the guys on the Guardian film podcast said that Deepan wasn't complete and it won the Palme d'Or. So what you're telling me is that film won the Palme d'Or and I'm never going to be able to see the version that won the Palme d'Or.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
So he's going to cut like 20 minutes out of it, make it a tighter film, but I still want to see the version that won.
Yeah. That's just crazy talk.
Maybe I'm just weird. Maybe I'm not. Rant out.
That's a really annoying thing about it. I think it's kind of like a landmine going to a film festival. If I ever watch a work in progress movie, it feels like I stepped on a landmine.
At South by Southwest, they had Spy and Trainwreck?
Trainwreck, yeah. Yeah. And Unfriended was also on the cut.
Yeah, and the version of Unfriended you saw had a different ending.
It had a lot of different changes, too.
I know.
It's crazy.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So if you actually reviewed the film at that festival, you're screwed.
Yeah, and that's what I ended up doing, too. I submitted a review of a film that wasn't complete.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Well, I'll see the final version in 4 months at Vancouver, I guess.
Right on.
But I didn't have to post the review, so I guess I'm good.
Yeah. So my rant is just about dealing with theater staff. I realize that working the box office is not the most glamorous job, but man, I run into a lot of problems anytime I deal with people. I had an incident where, long story short, I went to go use a pass to buy two tickets for Sarah and me. The girl said we could only use one scene card. We had a bit of a disagreement about that. And I finally gave in. I was like, okay, just use whichever scene card. She actually flicked the scene card back at me, like threw it across the counter. And I was like, so pissed off. I would have got upset, but she was like 14 and probably just, you know, it's her first job. She doesn't like people.
You know what though, man? That's not an excuse.
Yeah, it's totally uncool, but
yeah.
I was just like, I don't care. I don't care about those people. And I've had a lot of problems anytime I deal with people. So I use the automated system or order my tickets online whenever possible because of situations like that. People suck. Rant over.
People do suck, man. I hate people.
Yeah, me too, dude. Okay, so we got some rant action in there. So you ready for some main reviews?
So when are the movies getting good, man?
Oh, in July.
Really?
We have a full month. Yeah,
all right, there's cool.
Nothing in June.
We do this for you, people.
Yeah, we do it for our audience.
It's so funny, too, because I work Fridays now. So Adrian usually gets to see movies on Friday, and I get to hear what he thinks about them. And this week, he's never sounded so defeated.
Oh, dude.
Oh, he's just like... Oh.
Yeah, I busted out my metal voice. First, let's talk about Tomorrowland. Brad Bird's film, Tomorrowland.
That's not mine.
What's not yours?
The pen. I've never...
What if there was a place? A secret place where nothing was impossible.
No way.
A miraculous place where you could actually change the world. Go.
Okay, so Damon Lindelof has a writing credit in this, and I think he's to blame for all the stupid secrecy around this whole damn movie.
And Carlton Cuse had a writing credit on San Andreas, so there's the Lost connection.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
These people are getting work, man.
So in our previous episode, we were talking about Tomorrowland, and we're like, what the hell is this movie about? Right? And we watched it. And even after I watched the movie, I was like, it didn't have to be that secretive.
No, it's a pretty basic plot. There's a little eco-terrorist girl who has been picked by a small robot to go to the hinterland where the Nazis live. Yes, I'm comparing Tomorrowland to Nazi Germany.
Oh, it's totally what it is.
Holy crap, this film feels like it's like purification or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what, like, it's so terrible in its way that it frames these selected people.
Right.
Like, only the smart ones get to go to Tomorrowland, or the ones with any kind of initiative or anything. I'm just thinking, this is so bloody selective. It's really weird.
It's like they're building a superior race or something.
Yeah. And a couple of them have gotten out of Tomorrowland, but they still want to go back. And I'm just like, this is really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And the it's starring George Clooney, and he doesn't really show up until about an hour into the film or something like that.
Starring George Clooney?
He's in it. Yeah. Featuring.
So Britt Robertson plays the girl in question, the eco-terrorist, because she likes in her spare time to go and blow up things.
Yeah.
Like she goes to visit this giant crane plant. It's not really explained what it is. And destroys all the cranes with some sort of weird device, and she gets arrested for it.
Yeah, and she's supposed to be 16 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, she's like 24.
Yeah. yeah, there are some shots where she looks her age. Like, she's actually 25 right now. But there are some shots where she looks like a fully grown woman.
She looks like a fully grown woman in that Nicholas Sparks movie where she took her kid off, too. But
oh, that's right.
So, yeah, she gets arrested for blowing up these cranes. Obligatory trailer shot. She gets the Tomorrowland pin and all of her like stuff that she gets back from the cops. And she touches it, and all of a sudden she's in a different world.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is like some Shane Carruth sci-fi here.
Yeah, and it's played for a mystery. But we later find out, and this is a minor spoiler, which should not be a fucking spoiler at all.
Because you shouldn't see this movie.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't see the movie. And if you did, you're probably scratching your head like us. The pin was delivered to her by someone who recruited her, a little girl robot.
She rolled up and said, "See Kyle."
That's right, she did. It was awkward. She even did the mustache thing with her fingers. Yeah, she doesn't stick around to say, "Hey, that pin I gave you, this is what it's all about." She fucking doesn't even meet her until much later.
Really explained.
And she deliberately keeps everything from her when the little girl's like, or the mid-20s woman is like, "Hey, what am I doing here? What am I supposed to do?" She's like, "Oh, I'll tell you later. Let's go see George Clooney." And she drops her off with George Clooney and takes off for no reason at all. If she went with her, would have made things so much easier for the mid-20s girl.
But don't worry. Everything that the mid-20s girl, I like that, by the way, yeah, brings to this film is completely invalidated by the ending of the film.
Yeah.
So she's useless, too.
Yeah.
Everything in this film is useless.
It just trips over itself.
Yeah.
Scene to scene. It is terrible.
And I'm sure that Disney's really appreciative of me like comparing this film to Nazi Germany. But I don't care. It's really right. Funny because technically I work for Disney.
That's true.
I'm their screening rep for our town. So
yeah,
I'm sure they'll love that. But they don't listen anyways. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh. What a horribly edited film. you know, I kind of... When I was leaving the theater, I was like, well, I appreciate the message, but the intentions of the film just had no subtlety to it at all. And it was like bordered on being like M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, which I always call The Crappening. So if you want a really frustrating double bill, watch The Happening and Tomorrowland.
The funny thing is that you liked the last half hour.
Yeah, I sort of did, yeah.
And I liked the first half hour.
That's right.
So we were like polar opposites on that. But we're in complete agreement that middle part is absolute shite.
Oh, it's garbage.
Yeah.
It's so unnecessary. Just every scene is so unnecessary, and just every decision they made was just stupid.
I got a bonus rant later.
All right. Is it for Tomorrowland?
Sort of.
Well, hit us with it now.
No, it'll make sense later.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. So, I don't know.
You know what?
Who is this movie for?
I don't know, but this isn't the worst film of the year by any stretch.
No.
But this film cost $200 million to make, and it's by Disney. And you expect them to bring out something that's a little bit, like, quality-wise, like, off the chart.
Yeah.
This is not that film.
Definitely not.
There's a reason why these trailers show no plot. There's a reason why you had no idea what was going on when you went into that theater. Because they knew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody knew what it was about going in, they'd be like, "Oh, fuck this."
Yeah, and it bombed.
It did.
Because nobody cared about the film.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure Mad Max did better numbers than Tomorrowland.
I didn't look at the numbers, but yeah, that movie sucks. I don't know. Are we ready to move on?
I'm good.
All right. Cool. So that's Tomorrowland. Don't see it. If you enjoyed it, hey, good for you. We hate you. Let's get into, what do you want to talk about next?
Let's go with San Andreas.
San Andreas. All right. The Rock stars in the latest Roland Emmerich wannabe film, San Andreas.
Chief Gaines, you have over 600 documented rescues. That's pretty impressive.
Harrison said you're taking off with Blake for a few days.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to drive her back up to school.
I can't believe she's in college already.
I know. Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Everything okay?
I wanted to tell you I was sorry for how I acted yesterday.
No, Ray, really.
No, Emma. Emma. Emma.
Chunk of land
will be decimated.
Are you saying the whole San Andreas fault might go off?
Everybody down!
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
We are going now!
I'll be safe and warm.
Okay, so we know what we're getting when we sign up for this.
Are we even allowed to call him The Rock anymore?
I don't know. That's his Twitter handle. I know that much.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I guess that's cool then. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Plays a really, really hugely built helicopter pilot.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's got a crew of bros he's served with in the Middle East.
Yeah, the obligatory plot.
Yeah. How stupid is this movie?
Well... The whole idea of the film is that the San Andreas fault is primed to go nuts in the next whatever. It's supposed to go off every 150 years, and we're 100 years past due.
Yeah.
This is a slug line right there, if there ever was one.
Oh, yeah. Giamatti. He is just the exposition machine.
Chewing scenery in this film. Paul Giamatti, folks.
He's really good in this.
He has to eat.
That's right. And I liked him in this one.
I had no problem with Paul Giamatti. The Rock is a helicopter pilot, and this massive earthquake hits California and San Francisco, and he's a helicopter pilot. And somehow, I have no idea why, because I know how cell phones work. You know, cell phone towers that would get knocked over in a giant earthquake where buildings are falling over.
Yeah.
The daughter and the mother both make cell phone calls.
Yeah, with no problem at all.
To The Rock to come and get them with his helicopter.
Yeah, so he totally abandons his job.
Totally.
He's supposed to be a rescue helicopter pilot. And he doesn't rescue anybody else but his family. And in the beginning, he's like, I'm just doing my job. And that's the last time he did his job.
Pretty much. Second his family gets involved, it's like, oh, I got my new mission. So he goes after his family. The wife, played by Carla Gugino, who's still looking really good, if I might add.
Yeah, she's nice.
The daughter, played by the future Mrs. Harris.
That's right.
Alexandra Daddario, who might be the loveliest woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
She is unreal.
She has a screen presence that makes me feel weird things.
Oh, yeah. It's like climbing climbing the rope in gym class.
It's unreal. She's... But back to the film. Enough of me being pervy.
Yeah.
This movie throws everything at you. Buildings flying, boats being tossed around by tsunamis, The Rock trying to act...
Yeah. Oh, how terrible was that?
There's a couple scenes there where you think he's going to cry, and I'm like, dude, you can't do this.
Yeah, don't do that.
Thankfully, he doesn't. He just talks in a really low voice and kind of looks down like he's doing some deep soul searching.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, and like, it's crazy, too, with all the destruction. The Golden Gate Bridge gets annihilated, and in the movie, it's treated as just another part of the destruction.
Yeah.
It's just... Oh, there goes the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, the whole entire city gets destroyed. It's fun. Like, I like watching stuff getting destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
But this is really not much of a film.
No.
Say what you want about Roland Emmerich films. At least there's usually some really big laughs in those films.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like a John Cusack shows up and just like Paul Giamatti's fine, but he's not really there for laughs.
No, he's just there to talk to the audience.
He's there to teach people. So I found this kind of boring. For all the stuff being thrown around and being destroyed, it bored me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I enjoyed it for the most part. I had a blast with it. There's a guy in the movie who's a total asshole. He does like 3 or 4 douchey things in the movie that are just totally uncalled for, totally unnecessary. At one point, he's going to grab cover, and there's a guy standing in this one spot, and he throws him out of the way. The guy gets killed.
The guy gets owned 3 seconds later.
Yeah, and the guy's safe for that moment. And it's like, why is that necessary? Like, you don't need to do that. But I was laughing because I was just like, how could they give all this money to so many incompetent people? Like, didn't anybody have a look at the script and go, okay, this is just too stupid?
There's a really amazing scene of patriotism at the end of the film that made me want to like finger the screen and tell it to fuck off.
Oh, that was obnoxious.
See, I hate that. You don't have to do that kind of stuff, people. Script writers, we get it already. You don't have to overdo it.
Yeah. The only thing missing from that scene was an eagle flying on the rock's shoulders and then started to cry.
And Trey Parker yelling, America, fuck yeah.
Exactly. That was the only thing missing. Yeah, it was just the weirdest thing. And there was no build up to that. It was just like, America, fuck yeah.
Once again, it's not a bad film. Like, it's not the worst film of the year. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, and I totally get that. Like, yeah. I would not defend this film.
I've said this more than once. I don't like stupid action films, and this is a stupid action film.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll tickle the funny bone of all the people that like those kinds of films. It's just not for me.
Yeah. Overall, I was glad I watched it. It was okay. But yeah, it was instantly forgettable.
Oh yeah. I'm having problems. I'm having problems coming up with stuff to talk about here because I already forgot it. I saw it 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it was stupid. There was like even things like a character who had a like guide for the city. And it's like in this day and age, who buys a book that has like maps and directories and all this crap that's super useful? Like, everything's on phones.
No, but the cell phones, oh wait, they already proved they didn't.
Oh, that's
they made
right.
Cell phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Dumb.
If you've probably already decided to see it, I don't recommend it. I don't think Bill recommends it.
I don't
it.
At all.
Roland
Emmerich would have done a better job.
He totally would have. Would have at least had
like
some interesting
that,
characters.
I don't like Roland Emmerich films.
Yeah.
But I missed Roland Emmerich here.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he at least would have appreciated the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
I would have made a big deal out of it. And it would have been awesome. Like, I would have walked out of the theater going, holy shit, you remember that scene with the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's one of the main problems I had with all the destruction was that it almost seemed like an afterthought.
Oh, yeah.
Got to make that kind of stuff special. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thumbs down from Bill.
I have one thumb down. All right. Are we ready to move on to the next one?
Do we have to?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's that kind of show, man. It's like we're 0-3 here, aren't we?
Well, you actually don't technically know what I thought about Aloha yet.
Oh, that's true.
I might
that's
surprise
true.
You. All right. I'm totally not going to, but I might surprise you.
Hey, all right, dude. All right, so here goes. Let's talk about Cameron Crowe's latest film, Aloha.
Well, I remember the good times.
There were no good times! You cost us our prime new partner, a new space command center, all gone because cool guy here, Mr. Sexy Pants, Brian Gilchrist, blew the mission.
You were going to wear this like Flava Flav wears a clock.
You can't let one small meltdown destroy me. A second chance. Who doesn't want a second chance?
Your old boss wants you back. It's Hawaii, our old stomping ground.
Aloha,
Gilchrist.
You're back in the game.
I want to introduce you to your Air Force liaison. She's a fast burner.
A double espresso?
Morning, sir. I'm so jacked for today.
Make that a triple.
The old ex-girlfriend. Pause for the memories.
I don't even remember why we broke up.
Because you're a workaholic who creates work to avoid real work.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on that.
You wrecked everything, and I put my life back together in spite of you.
I will be an invaluable addition to our mission.
I have lone wolfed it all the way. That's who I am.
You're cynical. I get it.
I know what you're doing. You're not going to pick my brains. They're unpickable.
Before it all came apart, there was greatness in this guy.
Did you get the girl?
We work together.
Oh, why don't you just have what you want?
Do you have what you want?
Hmm?
How is Woody?
I don't know. Woody doesn't communicate.
He doesn't speak.
He said a lot, actually.
What did he say?
Check out my manly list, dude. I've been working out, and I'm a little too handsome to ever see you as a threat, Brian. Good evening.
And he said all that.
He's actually very talkative.
I think that you came back here for a reason. Let's just talk about it before I explode. About tonight, sir. I had fun.
In any of its many forms, I have found that nothing beats fun. Your life is going to become very, very complicated.
Wow, this movie, man. I told Sarah about it because she does not want to watch it. I told her what it's all about from start to finish, and she was laughing. She was like, that sounds like the dumbest movie. And I was like, yeah, it is pretty stupid.
I don't think I've seen you be this angry about a film in a very long time.
Yeah, just
what you went off on Twitter.
Yeah, I did.
It was like, holy crap.
Yeah,
I'm just shitting on this film.
Yeah, it is such a mess. I
can't even really tell you what this film's about.
Yeah,
it's like an ex Marine Army something never really explained guy played by Bradley Cooper comes back to his like hometown of Hawaii and now works for a private contractor, and he has an ex girlfriend there. There's complications there. He has people he's known from the past, so there's complications there. And he has a chaperone played by Emma Stone, who quite possibly might be the crappiest character I've seen on screen this entire year so far.
She is terrible.
And I've seen Human Centipede 3.
Nice.
To be talked about later. I hated this film. I don't think I hated it as much as you did.
Oh, yeah. No, one of my reactions to the end of this film was like, I felt the same way you felt, I think, after you watched Alan Partridge last year. Cameron Crowe was a great filmmaker once upon a time. Elizabeth Town is probably the last movie he's made that I really enjoyed. And you mentioned before, you know, the Pearl Jam documentary. That was kind of like...
Doesn't count, though.
Softball down the middle.
Yeah, totally. So... Say Anything.
Yeah.
Singles.
Love Singles.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah. I love Jerry Maguire.
Almost Famous.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Vanilla Sky.
I enjoyed it.
I hate Vanilla Sky.
I've only seen it once, and I liked it.
Elizabeth Town.
I like that one.
I love Elizabeth Town. Yeah. Fuck all you people that don't. It's you can't say you don't like Elizabeth Town if you say you like Singles. Or any of his previous films. And then We Bought a Zoo. Like,
yeah.
This is not a sudden decline. This has been happening for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this movie's crap.
It is. It's incompetent. It's each scene doesn't blend with the next, right?
The thing that really came into my head right after watching this film was Cameron Crowe has become Judd Apatow. Judd Apatow started really promising.
Oh, yeah.
He made 40-Year-Old Virgin, and then he made Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Those are really good films.
Oh, yeah.
And then he made Funny People.
I like that one, though.
And this is 40.
Yeah, that was garbage.
I hated both of those films.
Yeah.
Apatow's got the Amy Schumer film coming out in July. We'll see what happens there. But I'll never give up on Cameron Crowe. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, he's on my veto list now.
He's got too much... cachet behind him.
Yeah. But that was so long ago. It was just so... You might as well give Johnny Depp a second chance, a third, fourth chance while you're at it.
I'll always give him a chance, too.
Nah.
I like watching movies, man. Sometimes they can surprise you. Okay, so we both didn't like this film. I really don't want to talk much more about it because I got a bonus rant.
All right.
It's a terrible film.
It's terrible. Like, just one example of how stupid this movie is. Rachel McAdams has a family. She has two kids and a husband. Bradley Cooper shows up. That's her ex-boyfriend. And he comes over for dinner. And the kids all of a sudden want him to replace their father just like that. They're just like, hey, are you going to be my dad now? And it's like, what?
There's like a piece of foreshadowing in like the first like 15 minutes of the film.
Oh, yeah.
That might be the worst foreshadowing I've ever seen in a movie before.
Oh, it's terrible. Ever. Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't think you're going to pick up on it.
Yeah.
So with this massive like thing that happens at the end of the film where something is revealed and you're like, I already knew that, dumbass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's one, so
one,
bad.
One of the worst films of the year, but not the worst film of the year.
No. Like
the thing is, I kind of enjoy watching train wrecks from major directors.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a complete train wreck.
Yeah, it's bad.
It looks like it was edited to try to make it a little more viable, and there was nothing there. And they just said, fuck it, put it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Bill Murray took over for one entire lengthy sequence. I was like, hey, I'm just going to do some stuff, and it's going to be in the movie.
I'm just going to dance for like 5 straight minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How shitty was that?
So terrible. This cast is great, too. I have no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams, John Krasinski?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper, Bill Murray.
Yeah. Who's who?
How can you miss with that?
Except for they find a way.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm finished.
And as I said, Emma Stone's performance might be the worst of the year.
Oh, she's just terrible. Terrible.
And I find her really attractive, which I find really weird because she's so bloody terrible in this film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So here's my bonus rant. I really have not enjoyed 3 major, quote-unquote, A-list directors completely biting it this year. We've named 2 of them this show. Cameron Crowe and Brad Bird.
Oh, right, yeah.
Can we not forget about Black Hat from earlier in the year where Michael Mann just absolutely shit the bed?
I didn't even watch that one.
So terrible. Just 3 guys that you expect major stuff from, and they've just all just completely died this year.
Oh, yeah.
Like Michael Mann. Wow. That movie was awful. Brad Bird should be ashamed. That guy's made some major films.
Oh, yeah.
And Cameron Crowe, I love you, man. I just bought Singles on Blu-ray. I fucking love that film.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
And I quote Almost Famous a lot. I love that film.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But that just drives me nuts. Just major decline, man. But yeah, let's just put it this way. If I was to rate Tomorrowland out of 5, I'd probably give it a 2.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 1.5.
If I was to rate San Andreas out of 5, I'd probably give it a 3.
Yeah, same here.
And if I was to rate Aloha, I'd give it a 1 out of 5.
I might be more harsh. Probably 0.5, I think.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you hate a movie that much.
Yeah, no, it's just so frustrating, man. It was like, I told you before, like we had lunch earlier this week, and I was like, Cameron Crowe, he's like that cool uncle you had growing up, and you really loved him growing up, and he turned out to be a total fucking burnout by the time you grow up.
And then he touched your penis.
And now he did. Or was it the other way around? I can't remember. But man, what a piece of shit. I'm done with him.
I'm sorry, dude. and during that lunch, I was like, dude, it's Cameron Crowe. And I know everybody is saying all this bad stuff, but I still have to see it because it's Cameron Crowe.
Oh, yeah.
I love Cameron Crowe. It can't be that bad.
We were wrong.
Unfortunately, it was.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Aloha. Don't see it.
No.
You probably have decided to skip it already, but we hope you do skip it.
Dude, what was the last good movie we saw?
It was Mad Max two weeks ago.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian shot me this text earlier in the week. He's like, yeah, dude, we got to start thinking about our Midway Top 5 show. And mine's going to be Montage of Heck, Ex Machina, Mad Max, the second viewing of Mad Max and the second viewing of Ex Machina. There's my top five.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it's going to be, man. This year hasn't been that great.
And like, then I pointed out a bunch of other films, and he was like, oh, yeah. Speaking of that, Spring's on Blu-ray on Tuesday, people.
Yeah. Get on that.
Better buy that.
It's a great film.
Support that film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 0 for 3.
Big 0 for 3.
0 for 3.
Yeah. So, for the next section, we're actually going to be skipping it for the most part. As mentioned before, I've been pretty sick the last 2 weeks. I tried to watch Nausicaa, The Valley of the Wind, a couple of times. First time, I was just so coughing, dizzy. I kept nodding off. So I couldn't quite pick up on everything that was happening. Then I tried to watch it this morning, and I was so distracted because I was testing our new equipment, which I should have done earlier in the week, but whatever. So we're going to push Movie Club to the next episode. We will talk about two movies. The first one will be Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, which is available on Blu-ray and DVD only. It's not on streaming. And Bill, tell us, what's the second title?
All right, so I feel completely justified doing this. This episode's movie club movie is House.
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 Nice.
Not the Hugh Laurie TV show from Fox a couple of years ago. The 70s Japanese horror film.
Ah,
here you go, sir.
Nice. Hey, I haven't seen this. Right on, dude.
All right, so this movie's really screwed up.
Oh, really?
And I have no problem giving it to you now, because you didn't watch the last one, and this one is really messed up.
Wow.
It's like the ultimate Scooby-Doo episode on acid.
Nice.
And I love the film.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if you're going to like it.
Ah.
Because it's really screwed up.
Ah.
Sarah might dig it, though. It's very
cool.
It's got horror, but it's really screwed up. I think it's on the Criterion Hulu Plus page.
I think it is.
So if you have Hulu Plus, check it out on there. If you don't have Hulu Plus, I don't recommend buying it blind. It's a really weird film.
Ah, cool.
I can't wait for Adrian to watch this.
Right on.
I don't know if he's going to like it.
We'll see.
I feel justified now.
Right on, dude. Sounds good.
I didn't watch the last one, so.
That's right. Cool, man.
I saw House 5 years ago at the Cinematheque in Vancouver.
Okay.
On a blind viewing with some friends. I was in Vancouver for a couple days, and we all walked out of there just going, what the fuck was that?
Nice.
And I like films like that.
Right on.
So I hope this film really screws you up.
Cool.
And report back next time.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, man.
Please watch it.
I will. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's Movie Club. We record in 2 weeks. I'll post the dates on Twitter and Facebook for when we record. So House, yeah, that's our next Movie Club choice.
I had another movie in mind, because I go by decade. This decade was the 70s. I had this other movie in mind, and I thought for sure I had a copy of it, and I actually didn't have a copy of it.
Oh, no way.
And I was super pissed.
Yeah.
I went to the video store and HMV, and I ordered it. So next time the 70s comes up, you're getting that film.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Right on, dude. Sounds good.
But instead, I gave you like probably one of the more twisted films in my video collection.
Wow. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. So that's the next one.
Yeah.
Next movie club choice. Okay, so I guess we're ready to talk about the lightning round movies. I'll go first. I actually watched some movies this time.
That's a couple shows
in a row.
Two shows
in a row, yeah.
Well, you do have SARS.
So I do.
You're going to be on the couch, I guess.
Yeah, this will be my last show. So yeah, I'll start it off. I'll keep it brief as possible here. Watched Welcome to Me, a Kristen Wiig film where she plays a crazy lady who wins millions of dollars and wants to, well, she actually pays for a show where she tries to be like Oprah, and it's hilarious and it's awesome.
Was it just as good second time?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I still laughed a lot, and I was still really moved in a lot of moments too. So
yeah, I liked it just as much the second time too.
Yeah,
I love that film. I think it's great.
Great film. So look out for it. It's called Welcome to Me. I think you mentioned it comes out on Blu-ray in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so it's on VOD, iTunes, all that stuff. So no excuse.
Check it out. Cyber Seniors.
I saw that film like 2 years ago, and there's a reason why it took you 2 years to see it.
Oh yeah, it's a bad film. Some kids teach old people how to use YouTube and Facebook, and they get passive aggressive with them, and that's brutal.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, it's really brutal at times.
Yeah,
I don't recommend it. Don't watch it on Netflix. I watched a girl walks home alone at night, and really loved this film. It's so cool. I'm a sucker for any film that's shot beautifully, and this film has just tons of just very beautiful cinematic shots.
Black and white.
Shot in black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
It's kind of like a Western, almost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it kind of got and it's got music going on all the time, and some vampirism.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a cool little film. I saw this last year.
Yeah.
I really liked it then.
Yeah, it played Vancouver's Altered States.
Altered States.
Yeah, good call, Curtis Walashchuk, on that.
Yeah.
I watched Area 51. Pretty bad movie.
I watched this too.
Oh, did you? What did you think?
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of enjoyed the last 10 minutes. But
why?
I thought it was kind of cool. Like, some of the things they did were kind of cool. But I'm being very charitable there.
This film was shot 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. It took
6 years to come. It's from the guy who made Paranormal Activity 1.
Yeah.
Oren Peli.
Yeah.
And this was his, hyped next movie after Paranormal. And it got delayed for 5 years.
Yeah, because it's terrible.
It's terrible. And it wasn't even released in theaters. It was released only at the Alamo Drafthouse theaters and on VOD.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. It's the exact same freaking film as Paranormal Activity, but it's people searching for aliens instead of, people being possessed by ghosts.
Yeah. And they spend about, 70 minutes talking about what they're going to do.
Yeah.
It's just all prep. No payoff.
And of course, all these people are major thespians and Oscar award winners.
Oh, they're terrible.
My God.
Terrible. Where'd they find them?
I don't know. But yeah.
Don't do your casting on Craigslist.
No, avoid the hell out of that film. It's terrible.
It's bad. Yesterday morning, I woke up at 6:30 in the morning, had nothing else to do. I was playing on my iPad and noticed Think Like a Man 2 was on. A few weeks ago, I watched about half an hour of it. And it was in the last hour, so I was like, oh, I'll watch the rest of the movie. And it's bad. It's so terrible.
There was a reason why you turned it off the first time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So why did you watch it again?
Well, I was on my iPad, so
The Witcher is just over there.
That's true.
Play that shit.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, it's bad. I watched Maggie. I quite enjoyed this film.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those films that it's pretty damn good. But I don't think I could ever watch it again. It's just so bleak and brutal.
Was I right about the Schwartz?
He's good in this.
Acting his ass off?
He is so good.
Yeah, he's 60 something?
60 something.
Yeah, he's getting better.
He's got some chops, dude. Yeah,
I quite liked his performance in this film, and the film is really super bleak.
It is.
And, it's pretty rare when a film catches me at the end and does something I don't think is going to happen.
Yeah.
And this film did that.
So oh, yeah.
Major props for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you liked that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a zombie film with a twist. How often can filmmakers reinvent things with zombie films? His daughter gets bitten and she has, 2 weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks left before she turns into a zombie. And they just kind of, everything you can imagine is going through her head, her friends, her family. It's like an elephant in the room the whole time. And the whole time I'm just like, fighting back tears because it's so bleak and brutal.
I'm a really big fan of you saying that you were going to cry.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. There was one scene with one of her friends that really got me because they're kind of like, they're kind of, they know it's close. They're kind of playing it off like, oh, see you next time kind of thing. But both actresses did such a great job. I was like, oh man, I'm all the way into this.
The scene in the room with the guy.
Oh yeah.
That was good.
That was great.
Being very cloak and dagger in that. Don't want to spoil.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, check it out. It's hard to, it's kind of weird to say it, but it's like an actor's showcase with Schwarzenegger at the helm. I think it's great.
I'm pissed that I'm not able to see that theatrically.
Yeah, totally. I think
they dropped the ball on that one.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it would have made a ton of money, but at least I would have loved to have seen it on the big screen.
Oh yeah.
Like I dig iTunes and all that, but I'd still rather see stuff theatrically.
Oh, me too. Yeah, and for sure.
Is Schwarzenegger still a bit of a name, I would think?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think since Expendables 3 and 2, they've kind of been wary.
Was that one The Last Ride or?
Yeah, that was bad too.
That was terrible.
Yeah. So yeah, Maggie, check it out. It's on iTunes and on demand. Last film I have for Lightning Round, Poltergeist. What a shitty film.
Remember last show where I was just like, dude, they're killing my childhood.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I can't wait to see this one. It looks like, great.
Sam Rockwell, dude. I didn't say it looks great. I said it's got Sam Rockwell. He could save it, but he didn't.
I love Rosemary DeWitt. She's super underrated.
She is good. But yeah.
Wow, this is just a complete shit show.
Yeah.
Terrible film.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it is. It's like somebody thought, oh, we have the rights to Poltergeist, and I liked the film when I was a kid. I haven't actually watched it since I was a kid, and I'm just going to go on the memories I have from when I was a kid.
Exactly. There was a thing with a tree that was cool, so we'll have a tree scene, and we'll have a thing with the mud, and something comes out of the mud. I can't remember what happened, but we'll do something there.
And there was a creepy little girl who got like sucked in by a television, and we're going to make her completely different in this film where she has absolutely no presence and not a lot of like actual acting chops to make you even care.
Yeah.
Whereas the other little girl was like magnetic. You saw her on the screen and you were like, oh my God, she is great.
Yeah.
This film has nothing.
Oh yeah. Oh, but let's update it for the modern era. We'll hashtag stuff and
yeah,
we'll use GoPro cameras and it'll be cool. I'm sure.
No, it won't. It's one of the worst films of the year.
It is. It's probably, yeah, it's up there for me. Definitely top three.
Worse than Aloha?
Yes. I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
Maybe a tie. I don't know. Well, hard to say.
I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
With the midway lists.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's all I have for Lightning Round.
All right. Well, my list includes the quote-unquote maybe last Studio Ghibli film.
Oh, that's right.
When Marty was there. I didn't really like this one.
Oh, really?
I found it really boring.
Oh, wow.
It kind of picks up at the end, but it's just a real slog getting there. And I'm the only person who doesn't like this film.
Oh, wow. Huh.
And yeah, I just, seriously, I can't recommend it.
Wow.
I even saw it subtitled.
Yeah.
Thinking that might have something to, like if I watched it dubbed or something. No, it's, I just didn't like it.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's rare. Like, I don't,
yeah.
It's like a rare thing to not like a Studio Ghibli film.
Oh, totally.
I don't think I've never liked one.
Yeah.
So,
oh, that's crazy.
I don't know. I'm weird. Human Centipede 3.
Ooh.
Full sequence.
That's right.
The worst film of the year. Hands down.
That bad.
Nothing will touch it.
Wow.
And good on Tom Six for continuing the streak of the worst film of the year, because Human Centipede 2 is my worst film of that year, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I actually don't really mind Human Centipede 1. I think it's kind of a cool idea.
Right.
Then he kind of went all black and white and disgusting. And this one is more about excess. They're in a jail.
Oh, right. And they make a huge
centipede. 500-person Human Centipede. And,
that sounds awesome.
Stars Dieter Lasser, the scientist from the first one, playing. I said Emma Stone was the worst female performance of the year. Dieter Lasser. worst male performance of the century.
I've heard that.
It is awful. He's so terrible.
Yeah.
Everything about this film sucks. There's nothing redeeming about it. And the really great thing about it, Tom Six doesn't care.
Yeah.
He actually likes people saying it sucks. So guess what, Tom Six? Your film sucks.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Did you see him go on Twitter and call James Rocky a sissy boy?
I did.
That's funny.
Yeah. Terrible. Never see that film. I watched it for you.
Nice. This
is my warning. Never watch. Don't even give your... He does not deserve your money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those films.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought... it just doesn't interest me. Maybe I'll watch the first one. I remember reading Ebert's review of it. He didn't rate the film, which was kind of crazy.
I'm curious what Roger Ebert would say about this one.
Yeah.
It's not even really a film.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Crazy.
We already talked about Area 51. We talked about Poltergeist. And the film I literally finished 30 seconds before you got here.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Winter's Deep Web.
Oh, yeah. How cool is that?
It's a pretty damn good film. It's airing on the U.S. cable channel Epix.
So that's right.
If you have that channel, check it out. It's about the seedy side of the internet, the quote-unquote below internet.
Yeah, it's like the internet below the internet.
Yeah. You have to use a program to access this called Tor.
Yeah.
It's kind of known for journalists talking to each other because of its security, but there's also a little bit of a drug problem going on there. Like a really big drug problem.
Oh, yeah. Drugs and any yeah, illegal activity.
You name it, it's probably
hitman, there. Prostitution, and stuff like that.
And of course, the U.S. government wants this to stop, and they'll stop it by any means necessary. And this one guy kind of got railroaded. Yeah, he was part of it, but the American government was more shady than he was.
Oh, big time.
It's kind of like Citizen Four, but not as like hardcore. The biggest horror film in the last couple of years. But yeah, it's really good, and you'll feel really gross after watching it because it's just kind of sick.
Yeah, it's great, and it's directed by Alex Winter. He did the Napster movie. What was that
Downloaded.
One called? Yeah, Downloaded. That was also really good. So I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to watch his career take off as like a documentary filmmaker. I think that's really cool.
I've also heard he shreds guitar in a band called Wild Stallions.
Oh, that's right.
The documentary is also narrated by Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Bit of a reunion there.
That's right. Yeah, for anybody who remembers the name Alex Winter, he was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I was going to say, if you didn't get the Wild Stallions reference, turn the podcast off.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. You're cut.
Yeah. Like Cameron Crowe with Adrian.
That's right.
You're blacklisted.
You're dead to me. I hate you.
Yeah. So yeah, Deep Web. It's a pretty damn good doc. Yeah. Alex Winter's good on him, man. He's looking like he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So as I said, it's on Epix. I don't know if that's a widely available channel, but check it out. It's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
Other than that, that is it for me.
Cool. So that wraps up the lightning round. I'll pass it back over to Bill again. What do we have coming up in the next 2 weeks? What are we going to talk about?
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
June 5th, my birthday. Entourage.
Yeah, gonna bro out.
Actually opens on June 3rd, but I would say June 5th.
Yeah, that's right.
I love a TV show. I think you do too.
I like maybe the first four seasons.
Oh, come on. Embrace the wackiness.
No. It was so shit the last like three seasons.
I know people have already seen it and they say it's just like the TV show, but like three episodes pasted together.
That's funny.
So I'm good with that.
Yeah, why not?
And it's not like they couldn't do anything on HBO. I don't really know why they had to make a movie.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Usually they, you know, so we can swear and have nudity. Well, they did that on HBO.
Oh, totally.
So it's just a bit of a cash grab, but I'm cool with that. I like Entourage. And the ending to the TV show sucked. So
it was terrible.
Yeah. Also that day, the movie Adrian's most looking forward to. Insidious Chapter 3.
Hey, all right.
You liked the other Insidious.
I did, yeah. The second one wasn't nearly as good as the first. This one looks okay. I'll see it. I'm hoping I'll like it.
I've not liked any of them.
Ah, Too bad.
Yeah. I do like Lin Shaye, though.
Yeah.
The older woman in the film. She's really good.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah. Also that day, fat girl fall down, people.
Uh-oh.
Spy.
Yeah. She falls down in a scooter. Did you? But it's Paul Feig, right?
Yeah, it's Paul Feig.
I'm looking forward to it. You did like Bridesmaids.
Did you like The Heat?
I did like The Heat. Yeah.
That was my worst of the year that year.
It's got Rose Byrne, and she's like, she's one of the funniest, not just funniest women out there right now, but she's one of the funniest actors you can put in a movie.
Oh, yeah, totally. I like
her. She's great.
Jason Statham looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, Jude Law's
in it. It's just Melissa McCarthy. I don't like her.
Yeah, I know. I like her, though. Isn't Allison Janney in this one, too?
I don't know, but like putting a wig on her and then making her fall down, come on.
She has a crazy cat lady sweater. So funny.
It's terrible. So, yeah, I guess we'll be doing those next episode.
All right.
And on June 12th, I really had to stretch on this one because there's only one wide movie on June 12th.
That's right.
Jurassic World.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this one at all.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I like the first one. That's about all I can say about that whole franchise.
I haven't seen the first one in a very long time. I have bad feelings that I won't like it anymore. So I probably won't watch it again. The first one is really good. The second one is awful. Oh, and the third one was like my worst film of that year.
Yeah. Yeah, the sequels are shit.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer. Did nothing for me. I know somebody who's seen this one too. They said it's not very good.
Yeah. Yeah, the trailer, you know what's funny is the teaser really got me. The first teaser.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. He's like driving on a motorcycle with raptors running around him. Then they released the full length, a full trailer. I was like, oh, that movie looks bad.
They made another, like, some new dinosaur or something, and it got loose.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In a limited release, a film I'm really looking forward to, Meet Earl and the Dying Girl.
I've heard of that. Who's in that again?
Bunch of nobodies. Watch the trailer.
Cool.
It's genius.
Nice.
I can't wait to see this film.
Right on.
Big Sundance film, which is usually a bad sign.
Oh, yeah.
But this one looks really good. It does. So yeah. I can't wait.
Right on.
Except for it's never going to open here.
Yeah, it won't.
It'll open in like mid-July after being in Vancouver for a month.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, that's our next show, dude.
Yeah. So, I think all of June. Fuck June, dude.
It's a good thing we have like two movie club movies next time because... Ooh.
Yeah.
Slim pickings.
It's bleak, dude. It's bleak. I don't know what's up with this summer, dude. Mad Max just ruined everything. It's just, I'm done. Bring on September.
look how Mad Max is steadily making money, people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
I can't wait to own it on Blu-ray, but I want to see it a couple more times theatrically.
Yeah, same here.
I've seen it twice. How many times have you seen it?
Three times.
Nice.
Yeah. It holds up so well.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, like, pick up on a ton of little things each time I watch it. Like Nux, he has on his brake pedal, he scratched his name on there. It says Nux on his brake pedal. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, it's gonna be a going to be a terrible next show. We're just going to talk about Witcher 3 next episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll turn this into a video game podcast. The
Witcher 3 podcast.
Yeah, for June. All right. Well, yeah, we wish we could have been more positive. I know it's a big swing and miss for our movies we watched. But there's some good stuff in the lightning round, so seek out some of those titles.
Have you seen Welcome to Me yet? Go see that.
Yeah, go see that.
Or Rent Spring.
Yes.
Or Buy Spring.
Buy Spring.
Buy Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of movies you could, or Maggie.
Maggie's great. Watch
the hell out of Maggie.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great film. Yeah,
there's stuff out there. Just don't pay for Aloha.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Or Tomorrowland. Or San Andreas.
Or San Andreas. Yeah. Fuck everything, dude. I'm done. I guess we should get into the paperwork of the show.
This is a negativity podcast of death.
That's right. You're so negative, Bill.
I remember when we first started, you were like the super cheerful guy too.
Oh, totally.
And I was like super negative guy.
Yeah. Now it's like there's no balance anymore.
And then there was that one episode where I was completely flipped and I was super nice guy and you were super evil guy.
Yeah, that was for Fault in Our Stars.
Yes.
Oh man, I tore that one in that film a new one. Triple asshole. If you don't watch Silicon Valley, get on that. That was one of the funniest things they've ever done.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, I guess, yeah, we should tell people where they can find us online. So, you're on Twitter.
I am on Twitter at SoundJam69. That is it.
That's right. You won't be retweeting Man of the Match anymore for a few months anyway.
United finished fourth. We will come back and finish first.
Mark Bill's words. And I'm hoping Liverpool will finish in the middle of the pack somewhere. They've got a lot of rebuilding to do. The show is also on Twitter. You can find us at @green_screen. We have a Facebook page. Just run a search for the Green Screen of Death. Hit like, throw us comments, whatever you like. We usually post in there as well. We also have an Instagram account, which we never update. It's the Green Screen of Death with no spaces. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. You usually see me ranting about hockey and movies and bitching about retweets and favorites and shit.
I got one more thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
I loved last show, man. Lots of cool production in that show.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, dude.
I love the little credit cookie at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. The way I saw it was like a movie, or it was like based on music. It was like Montage of Heck was like our showcase. And how cool was that back in the 90s when you'd find a hidden track, you know, at the end of the CD? You know, if you were like listening to the whole CD and then some other track starts playing at the end. That's what I did with the last episode.
And of course, it was just me talking shit.
That's right. Bill likes to fuck me up. Sometimes I edit him, but, you know, if you want to say something crazy, I'll throw it in there somewhere.
The Green Screen of Death. Victoria's only relevant podcast, not just movies.
Oh, man, there you go. Yeah. I think there's like a few others.
No, there's not. Fuck them.
The only one that matters. All right, thanks, man. Pimping our own shit right here, dude. Yeah, you can also find us on...
I love fucking them up.
That's right. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, any other podcast platform. We're going to search for the Green Screen of Death. Hit like, throw us a comment. Helps us find a wider audience. So thanks very much for listening. And we'll talk with you next time.
Are we done?
We're done.
Do we get to watch Game of Thrones now?
Yes.
Silicon Valley?
Time for Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. What?
All right.
Peace. All right. Bye.